producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to America Tonight, Kate Delaney, on the eve of what is going to be the New Hampshire primary. Right now we go live to Jeffrey, New Hampshire. That's where Luke Vargas from Talk Media News is right now. Hey, Luke, thanks for popping on.
Of course, it's a pleasure.
So you've been to both the Republican and the Democratic debates. What's really wild is you've caught up with each of the candidates in the past week. Wow. Including
of Dr. Carson, but I don't think I'm any worse for having not seen one of his events.
No, but everybody else. And sure. And here's one of the big ones. Donald Trump at a huge rally tonight in Manchester. What was the rally like?
I'll say, as I left the rally, and we're having a snowstorm here, I was driving on the highway to the western part of the state where I'm spending the night, and I recall that almost exactly 8 years ago, there was a similar pre-primary night rally that Barack Obama held at the very same arena, the sort of amateur hockey arena in downtown Manchester. And, you know, it was just a very powerful experience. It was snowing that night, too. You know, Barack Obama packed that place to the rafters, and they had the whole place opened up. Donald Trump, they walled off half of it, you know, kind of like seeing an 80s rock band in a big arena. And they're not going to fill the whole place up, and he didn't even pack that. And I have to say, whether it's for Trump or for even some of the Bernie Sanders rallies I've been going to lately, and across, you know, I guess so that's both parties, I'm just not sensing this kind of real gravitation towards personalities in this election that I had sort of just come to see as routine in American politics because of what we saw in the two Obama campaigns. It's just a different election, and I think, that sort of it presents a huge challenge, particularly on the Republican side, where there are just so many candidates trying to edge each other out, but there is not something that anyone in that secondary tier really possesses, or maybe even in the top tier, that I think makes them a natural favorite. And I'm amazed to have sort of come out of the New Hampshire process feeling that way, because I really thought things would shake out more here, that Iowa maybe gave us a glimpse of certain candidates, but that in New Hampshire there would be clear favorites, perhaps of another color, and that just isn't the case, and I am sort of left scratching my head as we go into the vote tomorrow without the clarity that I've come to expect from seeing these candidates one-on-one through the past two elections.
Wow. So having said that, not having that clarity, despite the polls and whatnot, so Trump, who knows, he could be trumped again by Cruz or Rubio or somebody else, right?
Yeah, and I'd say my surprise is actually more focused on the Democrats. I have gone to probably a half dozen Sanders rallies over the past 3 or 4 months in this state and in some others, and I'm particularly sort of surprised by what I could say is, I'm going to get some slack for this, but I think sort of dampened enthusiasm among the crowds that Sanders is drawing. And I know this is not necessarily a good representative sample. There are a lot of people who haven't gone to see him multiple times in a row. But there doesn't seem to be this sort of religious experience anymore when people attend his events. I think a lot of this has to do, and it's actually a strength that proves that the Democrats are undergoing a generational sort of software update of their party platform because of the Sanders campaign. But people have heard his message a lot on the national media in recent weeks because of his presence, especially at the head-to-head debate. And thus, when they come to see Bernie Sanders in person, he's not really shocking them, surprising them anymore, blowing them away. And I wonder, you know, as we've seen him undergo an increasingly intense attack from Hillary Clinton in recent days, deploying Bill Clinton, some very intense direct pamphlets that I saw passed out by Hillary Clinton supporters, or actually the campaign at a Bernie Sanders rally, really targeting the opposition, calling him out for things that she pledged she wouldn't during the debate. You know, I wonder if he has it in him to respond to this, and whether people exactly who have supported Bernie Sanders up until now want to see his campaign morph into the kind of machine it would need to become to push back against Clinton, because she's really kicked things into high gear, and fighting back against the apparatus that she has constructed here and is probably going to move on against him in states to come is going to require the Sanders campaign to do a lot of messaging that it has sort of tried to avoid until now, you know, really directly refuting claims, you know, putting forward surrogates to criticize Hillary Clinton. That's what has shown itself a little bit here in New Hampshire, and I think it's a big open question for Sanders supporters and others in the Democratic Party if they'd like to see his campaign turn into that instead of just being, I guess, more about the issues, which it has been up until now.
Do you think there's going to be a big turnout?
It's hard to say. I mean, we got a surprisingly high amount of snow here tonight, and I'm a Bostonian. I guess I'm not quite as hardy as of someone up here in the Granite State, but I found it to be rather treacherous. So we'll see if that impacts things tomorrow, but we know some schools are closed, which could sort of keep families at home and perhaps lead to higher turnout. So it could swing either way, but, you know, the fascinating thing about New Hampshire, high undecideds, we believe about a fifth of the electorate is undecided going into Election Day, and the ability to choose which party you want to vote for on the day of the election really puts this decision in the hands of the voters. If they think there's waning enthusiasm on the Republican side, they could switch over and you know, try to have their say on the Democratic side. So a lot's up in the air.
And a ton of money was spent in the Granite State, right? There's ads galore.
It's pretty horrible. I usually like listening and just sort of scanning the radio dial on the evening drive, but it's been pretty unpleasant. You know, we'll see. The big money here hasn't really made much of a difference so far. I mean, you've had millions of dollars, and you wouldn't know this looking at the polls, spent by candidates fighting against each other, candidates that are not poised to, I don't think, do very well tomorrow. You know, Jeb versus Christie ads, Kasich versus Jeb ads. I mean, why are these candidates who are going to pull 4th, 5th, and 6th? You know, they've spent tens of millions of dollars picking these fights with each other and hoping to get out on top. There's a lot of evidence that shows that just dampens voter enthusiasm. It doesn't move anyone's favorability up. And so I don't know. I think we're left with potentially an electorate here that's been sort of beaten into submission, and no one is sticking out of the pack. So maybe low turnout on the Republican side and higher on the Democratic side.
Wow. How about Cruz and his conservative message after coming out of Iowa? Is that playing well?
Well, it's interesting. So New Hampshire is one of the more, maybe secular is the wrong word, but the 55% of likely Republican primary voters in this state do not identify actively with a religion, which is a very big change from the contest in Iowa and a big change from the forthcoming contest in South Carolina. But that still presents an opportunity for someone like Cruz. If he can consolidate the 20% evangelical vote here, it's enough to place a strong second. And he is not watering down his message at all. This is always a test we like to see when the social conservatives win in Iowa. Do they sort of water down their message a little bit or try to steer away from the religious rhetoric in New Hampshire? And like Santorum and Mike Huckabee before him, Ted Cruz is sticking to his guns, if you will. Maybe literally, he wouldn't admit that. You know, hoping that some consistency here in New Hampshire, not being seen as having sold out on his message just to cater to a slightly different electorate, will score him, you know, some long-term favors from those demographics when those demographics begin to shift in his favor. So, no, he made comments yesterday saying it was immoral, the prospect of women being included in draft eligibility, warning of abortion on demand if there were to be a liberal Supreme Court. So not toning it down at all.
Wow. Thanks so much, Luke Vargas from Jeffrey, New Hampshire. Back with more in a second.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hanging out with all the yous across this great nation. Of course, we mean you. So, Nate Silver, you've heard of Nate Silver, or maybe you haven't heard of Nate Silver. Nate Silver is great at statistics and not twisting the odds, but showing you what the odds are and looking at the polls. So, Nate Silver is projecting this. Nate Silver is saying that Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders has a greater than 99% chance of winning tomorrow's New Hampshire Democratic primary. Shocker. He's going to win 57.4% of the vote. Hillary Clinton, 39.6. And, of course, so you know, he's a statistician in demand. He's got 538. That's his website. He says the range is going to be wider or narrower under certain circumstances. For instance, it narrows as the election gets closer. Also makes complete sense, doesn't it? And if we look at real clear politics, their poll average, he's got a 53.9% edge to 40.7% advantage over Hillary Clinton. A lot of times what Nate Silver says is exactly what happens. In the meantime, how about this? Jeb Bush, second in the final New Hampshire poll. And this is the first time we've seen this in a very, very long time in talking about Jeb Bush. But he's coming on strong the last couple of days. This was a new Emerson College poll that was just put out. The poll says Donald Trump will win the race with 31% of the likely Republican voters. But Bush jumped up to second was 16% during the polling period, which, by the way, was Thursday through Sunday. And he captured as much as 19% on one of the survey days, and that included almost 700 registered likely primary voters, for what it's worth. John Kasich had 13%. Rubio, Marco Rubio, senator from Florida, had 12. Senator from Texas, Ted Cruz, had 11. Had 11%. But whatever it says in the polls, what matters is what happens in the caucuses and primaries. So the primary is the dealio, and that happens, not too long from now. We'll talk more politics as we whip in the latest on Hillary. Michael Bloomberg confirming he's considering a White House run. Ugh, the Democrats have to hate that. Or perhaps the Republicans hate that, depending on how you look at it. But he is definitely thinking about it. That would throw some serious ointment into the middle of what's happening now. The billionaire former mayor missing, I think, politics. And he's saying, looking at all the options, he says he finds the level of discourse and discussion banal and an outrage and an insult to voters. So to protect you, the voters, he wants to dump himself into the middle of this. He would spend at least $1 billion of his own money on a campaign for a November election. And he's given himself a March deadline for entering the race. How would he do against Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton? No third party candidate has ever won a presidential election. Of course, Bloomie has Wall Street ties, liberal social views. There are some interesting possibilities with Bloomberg. A recent Reuters Ipsos poll showed a third party presidential run by Bloomberg would be a long shot, but could help real estate mogul Trump if he lands the Republican nomination. I think there are a lot of people that would prefer that he stays on the sidelines. That's what I think. Coming up on America Tonight, we're going to talk about the aftermath of the Super Bowl. Just a little sports short at the tail end of this hour. Before we get there, though, you know, this hack attack thing is so serious. You think about computers that are compromised. And check this out. A hacker claims to have hacked the Justice Department, and he's published the personal information of about 10,000 Department of Homeland Security employees. He went on Twitter, because everything breaks in the 140-character world, said he's done the same to 200,000 or 20,000, big difference, 20,000 FBI employees. The hacker tweets from the account of @.govs and said his motivation is support for the Palestinian cause. So they say there's no indication that there is a breach of sensitive or personally identifiable information, but the hacker told Motherboard that the databases were on a Justice Department intranet and that he had access to a terabyte of information. He said he could download only 200 gigabytes of data. And he told Motherboard that he was able to compromise a Justice Department email account, but he wouldn't say how. Yeah, I'm sorry. Does that make you feel comfortable? Yeah, we just hacked in personal information. I mean, listen, hackers now, where haven't they gotten in? The Department of Defense, the FBI, Department of Homeland Security, the White House, the State Department? Who else can't they invade? And then you have the issue of the unsecured private server. And, oh, yeah, was sensitive information compromised or not? You know, so here's the deal. Somebody said to me, well, there you go. Hillary Clinton's information would have been safer on the government websites either. It is crazy that of everything else we can defend and protect, I get it, that there are an innumerous, infinite amount of, an infinite amount of ways you can hack in, and hackers are trying a million different scenarios every single day. But we're the United States government, and we can't do anything about that. We can't shut it down, can't figure it out. Not, doesn't make me feel good. I don't know about the rest of you. And listen, we've had people on before to talk about the heads of two big companies, security companies, computer companies, and they've told us, you know, listen, we hire people that just comb through data constantly. It's changing as we're speaking right here. It's changing that quickly. So, of course, it's the speed of light, baby. But as I said, all the money we're spending in different agencies, and for goodness sake, if we're compromised across the board, well, I would think that would be something, and yes, they're working on it, but I would think that would be something that would be way up on the priority list. Since everything goes through the internet. Half the conversations, there's no conversations in these departments. It's about what is being sent to them. So that's not good news to hear there was another breach, no matter what is being said. Well, it wasn't that personal, but there's just, no, nothing is good. I mean, come on. It's not. I guess we're all ticking time bombs as far as our personal information is concerned. And all you have to do is have that compromised, and you know exactly what I'm talking about, how tough it is to untangle that web. Very tough. I think we don't panic enough when we see these breaches, frankly. I think it's just, you know, that bad. Wow. Just absolutely insane is what it is. There's a show called Adam Ruins Everything. And I'm sure he's tackled this before in talking about what you perceive to be the protection you have on the internet and the protection you really do have. Just another reminder, no matter where you work or what you're doing with your computer, just be careful with your personal information. If this is what's happening through government servers, government websites, craziness. Coming up, how many people benefited from Obamacare subsidies of the illegal variety? We're talking about that next. Jam on it.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com and plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm, a principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Man, only thinks about the. You got a real big heart, but I'm looking at you. You got real big brains, but I'm looking at you. Girl, it ain't no pain, I'm looking at you.
I don't give a keep looking at me, 'cause it don't mean a thing if you're looking at me. I'ma do my thing while you're playing with you.
Rocking into our next segment. By the way, you can always chime in. This might make the hair on your arms stand up. I say this all the time. Listen, if I'm on a plane, if we're sitting across each other from each other in an airport getting ready to get on a plane, because it's a random place, right? Or next to each other at a sporting event or brush against each other in the library, and somebody starts a conversation about healthcare. And if you ask me, shouldn't everybody have the right to great, affordable healthcare? What kind of dummy is going to say no? No, I think we should deny people health care. You should have crappy health care and great health care for some. But the system is so screwed up that now we find out by this report from the Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee, where they looked into the Affordable Care Act tax credits, that, of course, is supposed to actually defray the cost of insurance premiums, right? They found out as of June of 2015 that about $750 million in tax credits on behalf of people who were later determined to be ineligible because they failed to verify their citizenship status as national or legal presence. So people in the country illegally, clearly, wrongly benefited for up to $750 million. And the reason this is infuriating to me is because I know people who have insurance who went through hoops to get what was rightfully what they should have gotten, but were questioned forwards and backwards. And I know I've told my story where I'm pretty healthy, knock on wood, but the one time I was deathly ill and had to go to a doc in a box, basically, because it was not during office hours, and was prescribed antibiotics that made me sick. They asked me all these questions. I mean, I had legitimate health insurance. It was like Fridays, and they were asking, do you want the expensive fries? And you have to tell us, can you afford the expensive fries? And do you realize that that's... I was like, oh my gosh, I'm so ill. Oh, this is the worst. You have to be kidding me. I just want to sit here and not talk to anyone. I just want to not be unfriendly to anyone. I just want to sit here and not talk to you about the a la carte menus. I just want to get help. And then, of course, I got misprescribed drugs that made me more sick anyway. So it was ridiculous. But I really got a taste of what I've seen other people go through. And I've, of course, heard this from so many people I know. And then the argument always is, and I understand, the argument back is, well, listen, the system was screwed. Nobody was helping anyone. Republicans initially were pushing for health care reform, trying to make it happen years ago. And this has been a fight for a long time. So we got to just had to jam anything through and then figure it out. Just jam it through and figure out the rest. Sometimes in life that works when you tap dance. But tap dancing with our health, oh, just not good. So hearing things like that infuriate me because of what I know to be people who had legitimate insurance having to jump through 50 different versions of, let me ask you another question while you're throwing up on the floor of the emergency room. And hopefully nobody has MRSA or anything else that they can give you while you're spending extra time here. And is it the healthcare provider's fault? Is it the people in healthcare? I'm going to say some of them, no. Is it the insurance companies? Is it the fact that we didn't create competition in the first place? Would that have made a difference? And this thing about, you know, verification. And I think the verification thing is they don't have enough sufficient information, they say sometimes, in the time period that's outlined. But they have people on phone lines for so long. So, I mean, listen, I go back to the original statement. Republicans tried to reform healthcare. Democrats tried to reform healthcare. Don't all of us say, yes, of course, we want good, affordable healthcare, no matter what your economic background is? Who's going to say, no, let's deprive everyone? I'm saying U.S. citizens. So it's just a maelstrom. It's just ridiculous. I mean, it's like, pay and chase down truly what's going on. And how much does it cost us? $750 million. Ugh. And then when you're on a plan, didn't even get me started. So when they're tracking you down, trying to figure out, are you on that plan or are you on this plan? What plan are you planning to be on? And if you're not on the plan that you're planning to be on, I'm going to threaten you with the fact that you're going to be taxed. But are you on a plan? I mean, it's just so much rigmarole. Gone are the days when I remember graduating from college. Oh, you had to get benefits, of course. Benefits were good. Went to the doctors. Seemingly cost barely anything. Coverage seemed really good. Wasn't concerned about what was happening, because I knew there were solid people I could go to. And the other part of it, it's like a Chinese menu of trying to figure out what doctor you can go to. unless you have really solid work insurance. You work for a great big company, so therefore they have a lot of people they can insure, and you have pretty decent health care. But even then, you have to examine it, because I think a lot of people assume, I work for this great company, I have this health care, my family has this health care, so it's covered, right? Like the old days. Like the old days. When you went in and the copay wasn't that high and the bill wasn't ridiculous. But now, it's like I had a friend who had a surprise gallbladder situation and really pretty young. But it's not always an older person's problem. But thought, hey, I've got great health care coverage, so I'm not concerned. Boom! Bill for like 20 grand. Can you just pay us 20 grand? Can you just write that check for 20 grand? Which is exactly what they said. No. So, instead, you get on the we'll bill you plan. I'm just saying. Think about it. And it's something to think about, how you think about the future, how you think about health insurance. Do a little checking. And how is it affecting you or your family or your kids or kids that are insured now, but that'll be off your insurance? It matters. Because it's not the same health insurance. And sometimes you don't realize it if you're a healthy person until something happens and then you feel the full force of what's really going on. By the way, because New Hampshire is the big deal, and when we talk again in our next episode, I'll call it, of America Tonight, we'll be talking about results. So Felipe Calderon says Mexico won't pay for Trump's stupid wall. Think of Felipe Calderon. You know the name, right? Former president of Mexico, who at one point addressed both chambers of Congress, which was, wow, so crazy when so much was happening in Arizona. He's saying there's no way Mexico's going to shell out even a single cent for a stupid wall. He was on CNBC. He said he's completely crazy. He's nuts. He's talking about Donald Trump. He's nuts. But when he talks about the wall, people pay attention to the wall. And it is kind of funny when Trump says, I'm going to make them pay for it. So Calderon says, no offense to America. He says, so Donald Trump is ambitious, but not exactly a very well-informed man. I don't want to say ignorant, but he's not well-informed. He says, look, the Mexican labor force is declining. And that young people in Mexico actually have more job opportunities, cartel, and a few other areas. He says if they don't want to go, they can work for a motor company not in Detroit. And he gave examples of where they could get jobs. But saying that the Mexican people they're just not going to pay for this. It's just ridiculous. And they have other options. Thank goodness for clearing that up. I don't think anybody really seriously thought Mexico was going to pay for it or not. Nail the cartels and get their money, and easily there'd be a way to pay for it. You know, come on. So open borders, bigger walls, more border patrol. I think more accountability for who's coming in and out. And how you do that, you have to really change, I think, a lot in the system. Stay with us. We got the numbers on the flip side.
find it aggravating to wait for your slow-flow gravity filter to produce water? Does your system run so slow that it takes an hour or more to get less than a gallon of water? Slow-flow gravity water filters often utilize inferior technology that requires four elements to produce less than a gallon of filtered water per hour. Moreover, these elements don't eliminate a broad spectrum of difficult-to-remove contaminants, such as viruses. Well, there's good news for you. You can upgrade your slow-flow system with the power of Black Berkey purification elements. That's because they're interchangeable with most slow-flow systems, and they purify water up to eight times faster. You could replace four of the slow-flow elements with a single Black Berkey purification element and double the speed of your system. Upgrade today to Black Berkey purification elements, the fastest and most powerful gravity elements available. Call New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and ask about the specials. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hello, my name is Don Wiskin from HeartDrop.com, the distributors of Extendivite, the number one heart drop that people have been raving about for years. Every February, for the last 16 years, HeartDrop.com has had a Heart Month sale to help you stay heart healthy. For only $115 plus shipping and handling, you can get a four-month supply of Extendivite in either liquid or capsule form to help you get started on your path to better health. Now is the time to stock up. Order what you need. Stay heart healthy all year with the number one heart drop, Extendivite. To order your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Yes, it is about the numbers, and we've got a ton of numbers. This version of We Can Count this time, manana, we'll have a ton of other numbers called results. Can't wait to see what happens in New Hampshire, because as much as I like my crystal ball, it's very tough so far in the very beginning of this odyssey to predict what's going to happen. My gut tells me Trump for the Republicans. I know others are saying, no, that's not what's going to happen. And, of course, Bernie Sanders, I think it's pretty easy on the other side. It's not a big, fat guessing game. I'm not walking the plank by myself saying, oh, Hillary Clinton's not going to win New Hampshire. Speaking of losing, 605,000 undocumented immigrants who live in California were given driver's licenses in 2015, the first year they've been able to enjoy that. The law is AB 60. It kicked in January 2nd, 2015. The California Department of Motor Vehicles expects a total of about 1.4 million people getting their license under the law by late 2017. Governor Jerry Brown signed the law a few years ago, to give a legal document to the undocumented in Cali, most from Latin America and particularly from Mexico. Now, in California, they believe the program, which doesn't give license holders any U.S. federal benefits, does make roads in the most populous state safer. So, what are the upsides to this? Well, I see some downsides. California drivers with a document can drive legally across the entire United States without being fined or facing fear of having their car impounded or any of that kind of stuff. In California, they definitely think it's a win-win. 12 of the 50 U.S. states, plus the federal capital, Washington, have similar driver's license laws for undocumented immigrants. This was very controversial when they first started talking about it in New York because of the fact that, oh, there goes that identification process. By saying it's okay, get the driver's license, what does that do to that, to again, that whole process? And in New York, a lot of people protested it. A lot of people were not happy that that was allowed to go through. By the way, you know, there's that Dixville Notch voting area, tiny, tiny. Kasich and Bernie Sanders both won the vote. The tiny little New Hampshire hole in the wall, or Hamlet, I like Hamlet, is the first to vote in the primary. So there you go. What an hour talking about Bloomy considering a White House bid, segging into polling and where we're at with the polls, talking to Luke Vargas live from New Hampshire and what he saw on the ground, and then finishing things off with a couple of quick notes about the Super Bowl. The questions remaining on Peyton Manning and whether or not he would retire. I got a lot of questions from many of you. Did anybody nail the score? Nobody nailed the score. March Madness will bring Nail the Score back because we'll still have a computer, and I'm dying to give that computer to someone. In the meantime, Quicken Loans was one of the ads that sparked some attention in the Super Bowl because, you know, they're paying $5 million or whatever it is, crazy amount, for a 30-second ad. And in their ad, it was a push-button, get the mortgage. The message was Quicken Loans, you know, that's what can happen. They were promoting Rocket Mortgage, a new tool that they launched at the end of 2015 that allows consumers to get a mortgage completely online. And the beginning of the ad said, the beginning of the ad was interesting. The beginning of the ad was like kind of what if those, one of those what if things. You know, here's what we were thinking. What if we did for mortgage what the internet did for buying music and plane tickets and shoes? The ad pretty much touted that people can get a mortgage on their phones and asked if it could be that easy, wouldn't more people buy homes? The goal is to promote the convenience of the new app. But some people got mixed messages. Oh, think of some subprime lending. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, they weighed in immediately when they saw the ad. They were on it with a tweet encouraging home buyers to take their time and ask questions during the mortgage process. So it's the mindset of the housing industry and where we're at. Here's your number. They say the Rocket Mortgage's website had a traffic spike of thousands of people in the minutes following the ad. Now, users would submit their financial information on Rocket Mortgage, including income information, and can then compare different loan terms and whatnot and rates. And they say we can approve a loan in 8 minutes or less. 8 minutes or less for a loan. I don't know. Does that sound like a good way to go? Theoretically, it does. Oh, great. Quick. Let's make this quick. In practical terms, I'm not so sure about that. As much as there's game playing that can go on, I'm going to say no. I'm going to say, I don't know, there's something wrong if I can just press a button and make that happen. I'm just saying, because I can see mistakes. Ooh, I could definitely see mistakes happening. Here's another one for you. John McCain, the senator from Arizona, speaking of rockets, blasted fellow senators over a Russian rocket engine provision, a huge bipartisan attack on Richard Shelby and Dick Durbin, saying they are the dark of the night shenanigans is what they're pulling on the American taxpayer to subsidize Russian President Vladimir Putin and his cronies. Ooh, that's not a good allegation. Because they're talking about Russian rocket engines and the lines of pockets of Putin and his pals that are benefiting. So we have all this anger at Washington, lack of leadership in both parties, and McCain talks about it as this 2016 presidential campaign unfolds, and conservatives frustrated with the failure of too many Republicans to get serious about wasteful government. So that's a big part of what that's about. And what is it we do by keep buying Russian rocket engines? Every time we get another one, aren't we just kind of progressing down the lane of long-term dependence on Russia, even when they're threatening to cut off access to space at any point? Because now that's the only way we get there, barring a slingshot. Hey, do you want to be on the first slingshot ride? We will gladly oblige you. Let's close your eyes and hope for the best. I don't think so. I don't think that would be a good thing to do by any stretch of the imagination. All right, a couple of quick reminders. This is called Cleanup. No nail the score this week because the season and the Super Bowl over. We will come back in March with a version of Nail the Score for the Sweet 16 for sure, maybe the 64. Thanks for listening. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. See ya!
This is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.